This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee for June 18, 2014. At the beginning of the meeting, we have Alderman Blazer, Alderman Hesperhan, and Alderman Norton.
Motion to adjourn.
The first scheduled item is appointed by His Honor the Mayor, docket item 239-14, Shadi Adiyampour, 15 Laurel Road, Wauvin, appointed as a member of the Community Education Commission for term to expire May 31st, 2016. So thank you very much for attending our meeting.
Thank you for having me.
Is there any questions?
Yeah, why do you
want to
do this?
Why do I want to do this? So I have two young kids, ages 7 and 9, and this was my way to kind of get involved in the community. Education has kind of always been something that I've always loved. My education was really important, but as my kids were born and I started looking into activities for them and things to get them involved in, this became important to me.
Bring a follow-up. Have you ever used NCE, Community Education?
I have. I've done some courses for the kids, and then I've taken a writing course about 2 years ago.
And are you the one that's doing ESL over at Walker, or is it somebody else?
No, not me.
Have you been to any of the meetings yet? Or?
We went yesterday. Yesterday.
What'd you think?
Honestly, I thought you guys would need us more for hands-on work. It seemed more kind of talking things out, less hands-on. That's the sense I got.
You can volunteer to do that.
And I'm eager to get involved. But that was my general sense. It seems Ed has a pretty good grip on everything. He's doing a great job. And it sounds like he's using the commission to kind of get some ideas, but also just get some suggestions and maybe reinforce what he's thinking.
And the other thing that the members of the commission do is they can often be really good advocates when, you know, when they're looking for grants or they're looking for money, things like that, whether it's coming to the board or some other agency. You'll have more than enough to do.
And that's a strong point of mine. I've been involved a lot of fundraising through for school institutions, so that could be an area.
Thank you.
Could help out.
Did you know how many commissioners there are, Ted? Or do you know how many commissioners there are for?
Yeah, I was going to wonder, too. How
many are I think they're looking to fill 4 spots,
okay.
if I'm correct.
There's 13 on the commission, which includes Ed and 3 ex officio
members,
and 4 spots are presently
available. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to pick them up to the table?
Yes, but you might as well come both up. Yeah, but that way we can, we're not doing it one at a time. With a liquid appointment by His Honor the Mayor, 240-14, Joyce Leonardo. With the 22 Bowen Street Newton Center, appointed as a member of the Community Education Commission for a term to expire May 31st, 2016. So any questions from the committee?
Basically the same one that you're interested in doing.
For a few reasons. First of all, I also have 2 small children.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, but this is a technical thing.
Sorry, what is it?
Are you going to do the plastic bag update?
I guess if Allison can't be here. I'm happy to do it, yeah. I apologize.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were asking a question. We're starting for
you. Okay. Sorry about
that. Okay. sorry. But
so, first reason is that I have 2 small children, one who is currently in public school at Mason Rice, and another one who will be starting in 2016, unbelievably. Second reason is, prior to having children, I have 12 or so years in executive development. As I was saying last night, I'm a continuing ed junkie. I love all of it. I love the programming. I love the politics. I love the fighting for the space. I love the fact that Ed brings in $1.6 million. That's more than a lot of business schools bring in. So this is a personal passion of mine. And since retiring from exec ed, I've been doing a lot of personal programming. So my philosophy is, for my kids, if I can find it or if I can't afford it, then I build it myself. And I've done that in the neighborhood for my kids and for other people. And then the last reason is that I like being involved in local government. I was on a Parks and Rec committee for a playground design in Brookline. I did some stuff with the override campaign. I just like this stuff.
Well, next thing you know, you'll be running for all of this.
Worship!
What ward are you from?
My ward, Ward 6.
So. Watch out, Dick.
I know. I've been reading the resume, which are,
you know. They're on Bucking 63, though. They have a huge Halloween party.
Bucking, is that really short?
Yeah, they're at 63. They have soccer playing boys.
Oh, yeah, that's around the corner. We don't go around.
Hey, you know, that is good.
I barely leave.
That's the low-rent district.
Oh, no, I'm at the low-rent district.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've been reading your resumes, and you're definitely way too smart, both of you, to run for the Board of Aldermen.
Absolutely.
So obviously. This is probably, yeah, a good... I think, Joyce, you were in the monitor group?
I was in a monitor group at the GmbH, which was in Germany, so I was hired directly for the overseas operation. I had very little interaction with the U.S.
Who do we know that's in the monitor group?
I'm trying to remember.
Who would that be?
One of the Alderman's
Fuller.
Husbands.
Fuller.
Yeah.
You know Mr. Fuller.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yes.
His wife.
Right. His wife, Ruth Ann, is Alderman. That's why we're teasing.
But you're in my wood. You can run against me. You really, really...
I'm
thinking
straight.
Mean,
we want to be on the board.
I like to be behind that guy.
There you go.
No, I'm not. I would be happy to move both appointments.
Cool. I'd like to just acknowledge, thank you very much. With volunteering for any commission, but it takes the time, and the city needs all these commissions to make the city run. So, but you know, we really appreciate you donating, both of you donating your time. So there's a motion to approve. All in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. A question about Wavin. So you have one or two children in Angel?
So I'm actually in private school.
Oh, private school.
And that was actually more reason to get involved because I kind of felt disconnected from the community.
Okay.
Yeah. So when's the full board meeting? They don't have to show. You don't have to show.
You don't have to show up. That won't be until July
14th.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
But go to the next commission meeting.
Anyway. We will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the great work.
Okay, so I guess we'll go through the reappointments, and then I guess you're doing plastic.
I guess I'll have to do it. I don't know where Allison is.
Okay.
I was hoping she'd be here.
I'm getting emails from her about plastic bags today. I was surprised.
Okay, docket item 241-14, reappointed by the honor of the mayor, Jeffrey Herman, 111 Exeter Street, West Newton, appointed as a library trustee as an appointment to expire June 30th, 2019. Can we do all the reappointments as one vote? Okay.
Yeah.
Reappointed by the honor of the mayor, 242-14, Barbara Meltz, 78 Lesson Street, Newton Center, appointed as a library trustee for an appointment to expire June 30th, 2019. Reappointed by the honor of the mayor, 243-14, Barbara Danau, 296 Lake Avenue, Dune Highlands, reappointed as a member of the Urban Tree Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017. Reappointed by Zona Lemire, 244-14, Beth Wilkinson, 14 Trowbridge Street, Dune Center, reappointed as a member of the Urban Tree Commission for a term to expire May 1st, 2017.
Ward 6, what's going on here?
So is there a motion to approve all the reappointments?
So moved.
So moved, but it's unanimous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it, so now
with Ava.
No, all in favor. All in favor. All in favor.
Very informal.
Yeah. All in favor. It's in it. Okay. So with it. So I guess we'll go to the. With it. The plastic bag.
Yeah. So I talked to Allison about it. She's been meeting as part of a working group with Nancy Hyde, who's the economic development director, and Rob Garrity and Dori Zalesnik, formerly of Health, now. Not healthy. No, I chief administrative officer, and I can't remember who the other person is that they've been meeting with. They've had a number of meetings, and I know that Nancy and Allison went and canvassed a lot of small retail businesses in around the village centers, and pretty much everybody's on board. What we're looking at is similar numbers to what was in the proposed ordinance. I know that I know that Dori Zalesnik would like to have another meeting. Allison thinks they're done. I hate speaking for her, but that's what she told me. She thought that they had done enough, but Dori feels like she'd like to have another meeting. I just want to remind people that the Chamber of Commerce is backing this, as is Green Decade. Tomorrow morning is the Green Awards for the Chamber of Commerce over at the Marriott. So if you're going, I'm going to be asking Mr. Rausch, who's the former CEO of Trader Joe's, where he stands on it, because I know that Trader Joe's has stopped using plastic bags. My son works at the West Newton one, and he persuaded the manager without much difficulty to stop using plastic bags. They're committed to it. Whole Foods is committed to it. It's really the big box stores. Wegmans is the major obstacle, and obviously, they do a lot of business with their brand new store over in Chestnut Hill Square. So hopefully we can move forward on this. I'm sorry Allison's not here tonight. I know she has a lot more details. And I haven't been attending the meetings. I wasn't invited. So
are we going to try to bring how many meetings do we have in the summer?
Well, we don't really. That's the problem. And frankly, if Dori wants to drag this out for a little while longer, that's fine. But I think come September, we ought to, poop or get off the pot and move this along, because it's fermented long enough.
So I guess we'll put it in the docket back, but for the September.
Yeah, I'll move to hold it, and then hopefully we'll have everything resolved. I think the only other thing they were looking at was really, how they're going to implement it.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, most of these retailers get inspected by the Board of Health anyway, so it's not like it's an extra visit. It's just, oh, by the way, have you gotten rid of the plastic bags? And there's a hardship provision, so if people really do have a hardship, it's only stores 3,500 square feet and over, so they really do have a hardship. I know that Bread and Chocolate was here and a few other people. It's like, for them, it's going to be a hardship, but I think we can probably accommodate them.
I don't know. He's not here.
Also, we're nearly done with our last item.
Yeah, I think.
So if John Lojack isn't here, we're going to go down and...
He's
going to
come down, but I think we need him for the conversation.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. So anyway, I mean, I like I said, I hate representing Allison, without her ability to answer questions about what's been going on in the meetings. As I said, I mean, I think the stores, Chamber of Commerce, and Green Decade are all on board with this. It's really just a matter of... getting the mayor to buy in.
So, is there any benefit with the talk with Vicky about the styrofoam ban? About if there's anything.
I think that'd be great if we could move that along on a parallel track.
So that way, it's not we're doing one thing and then. Yeah, oh, by the way, we're going
to
tell you.
I'll mention it to Vicky after tonight's meeting. But she was interested in doing that once. Once we got the Chamber of Commerce to buy in, and I think they would buy into the styrofoam too, because it would apply to basically the same people, and it wouldn't apply necessarily to, it's unclear how it would apply if it's like a restaurant or something like that. But for the most part, the restaurant is part of a service, so it wouldn't necessarily apply to that. Could if we made it apply.
Yeah.
But with the plastic bags, it's a purchase bag, basically.
Yeah.
If you purchase something, you put it in it. Arguably, a doggy bag is not the same thing. So, we may be able to make an exception for that, or would make an exception for that. So I think we are able to, we've compromised and worked it through and talked to all of the retailers that would probably be affected by this. And, for the most part, people are very supportive.
Okay. So any other comments on this? So we'll do a hold until...
Yeah, like I said, without Allison here, I hesitate to...
You mentioned that we would hope to bring the administration on board, but why do we need them to be on board?
Because the mayor has this unique power to veto everything we do.
Has he ever vetoed anything?
Yes.
Really? What did he veto?
He vetoed an item I had for amending the rules of the board around special elections to make them easier to do.
Is that the only thing he's ever vetoed?
That's the only thing he's ever vetoed. Other mayors have vetoed other things.
You can also override the veto with 16 votes.
Yeah, with 16 votes you can override
the veto.
But yeah, if you really have to do that.
I think he'd want to
I don't want to guess at the politics. All I know is that Dory's been doing her best to dilute what we have and slow things down. So, you know, I think that, and clearly, you know, that the whole working group thing was in order to bring it back so that the mayor could have some input. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. It's just that I thought that we had the mayor's buy-in when we first proposed it. And I guess, for whatever reason, buyer's remorse.
Alice and I have been talking about putting together a very simple PowerPoint because it was clear at that last meeting that the thickness of the bag, what kind of bag.
3 mils, yeah.
It's a lot, too, for those who haven't been involved in these conversations and it's brought to the full board. Like, what does this mean? Just so there's visuals. So that's something that I'll, you know, be working with her on so that when we are ready to take it to print.
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, I think it is helpful to educate people because, I mean, I think we all know what we're doing. It's just, it's a matter of, and I know the public's worried about, you know, we won't have doggy dooley bags, but, you know, order a subscription to the Times and the Globe and all that.
Or don't throw away your Newton tab directly.
every day it's been raining early in the morning, so I've been getting double bagged. So my friends with dogs are getting all my bags.
Yeah, there was, I'm now on the Google group for plastic bags, which is awesome because I do need to be getting more emails. and there was one, I don't usually read them, but there was one I did read today about that Pier 1 in Brookline had responded by increasing the width of their plastic bag to avoid.
So
that's something I think, and so we might want to at the time also explain to people, here's why we did it the way we did it, whatever. Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, be careful, right?
Careful what you wish for. Well,
no, because they'll get a way to get around it. That's
right.
That's always the problem.
So then they're bringing more plastic in as a result, which is not exactly the goal.
I didn't even know Pier 1 was still in business.
I think it was. This is my memory.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I know that the one in Newton Center closed.
So there's a motion to hold for docket item 254-12, the Program and Services Committee recommend an ordinance to ban single-use plastic bags in certain retail establishments in the city of Newton. So all in favor of holding? It is unanimous.
All right.
Joy. Rapture. So that's the last.